greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. So John says, no, I'm not that one, but we have proven that every spirit, soul, energy is Christ in human flesh. But John, Johannes, says, no, one is coming mightier than me. Now, when you check the words that have to do with the word latchet and the word unloose, these words, research the definitions, sisters and brothers, these words have to do with tying together. They have to do with how we are tied to a system of death and destruction, and how we are tied to oppression and poverty, and how we have been made captives and made criminals by the system, and how we must be loosed from such condition. It's so interesting when you check the definitions of these words. It may look innocuous, but when you go into the definitions, you begin to see, okay, I'm to be thinking about those who are being tied together by the system and destroyed and made captives and made criminals by the system. So, Johannes, one is coming greater than I, whose shoes, let me see that word shoes. Let me see that word shoes, my sisters and brothers. The word shoe having to do with binding and fastening, and rooted in how Satan will bind you and use demons to destroy you and take possession of you. So, how chains are used to bind. So these words, although they seem innocuous, when you check them out, is showing us how the system takes us and binds us and destroys us and possesses us and uses us against each other. So Yahushua is coming to do away with such reality. Yahushua is health, wealth, and prosperity, liberty, deliverance from these conditions that destroy us. Vengeance on all who help to propagate such a wicked system. So now, Johannes says, I baptize you with water, but this one will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now, only because I have been going into the teachings of Africa, going into knowledge and wisdom from Africa, have I been able to see something that I have never seen before. Remember the three phases of creation, science that was taught by the ancient Africans. Remember, phase one, the waters of Nun. That time period, when you study zero, remember your number system, 1 through 9. But the ancients, the Africans, began to teach the reality of that time before action, that time before movement, That time before motion, where there were no boundaries, no barriers, nothing but life. The waters represent the masculine, sacred masculine, seed of life, germ of life called sperm. That original time of life, that original spiritual waters, dark green, plasma, black, darkness, greenish type waters, waters able to transmit and conduct light. Light representing truth. This waters of noon, that time period of potential motion, potential energy, but no motion, no energy, all one, all tranquil, all peaceful. That is the zero. That is the zero before the one. That is the time before the action. Now, phase two is pitta. Pitta is that mind, that thinking power that is now rising up out of the mound, the earth mound, rising up out of the waters of noon. Now, pitta, that earth mound, phase two, rising up out of the waters of noon, is going to, with that mind, acting on masculine, feminine polarity, going to call the force forward that will bring order to chaos and order to turbulence. That force is Atum, which is phase three, who begins to call Nun and Nonet, and call Ha and Hahet, and call Kuk and Karket, and call Amun and Amanet. Go to the beginning of this broadcast and go back over in detail what we said about Atum phase three, bringing order to chaos, bringing us through actions back to that original state of tranquility and peace. When you go into the African Hebrew language and study Shalom, when you go into the Islam and study Salam, these words Shalom and Salam are the words peace and tranquil. When you go into the word for peace in the Greek language, which is constructed from the African Hebrew, African Aramaic, we come to understand tranquility, national tranquility. We come to understand exemption from the havoc of war. This is teaching us that we are to become noon, steeped in that reality of peace, tranquility, and oneness. And steeped in the phase two, which is Ptah, that earth mound, moving into motion and moving into energy and action. And steeped into phase three, Atum, which causes the invisible forces to come together, aggregate, coalesce for the purpose of tranquility and peace and oneness. When John says, I baptize you in water, he is saying, I baptize you in the waters of noon. He is saying that I am baptizing you in the power of life and energy. You are to go forth like a sperm. See, this is not dirty talk. This is righteous talk. You and I are to go forth like a sperm, with the word of the Most High within ourselves, and we emit that word into the spiritual, mental, and moral and physical wombs of our sisters and brothers. So you go down when you're baptized, you go down in the water, and you are held there for a few seconds to replicate that Watchers of Noon peace and tranquility, and to become permeated with the eternal force and power of life. Then as you come up, you come up energy, you come up in motion, you come up as Ptah, that mind that will call forth that force that will bring order to chaos, bring order out of turbulence, and return us to peace and tranquility. And our actions will be those actions that are commensurate with life, commensurate with truth and justice and equality, commensurate. Remember, John said, produce fruit, actions that are commensurate with repentance. Let me take some water, sisters and brothers. So, as we come out of the water, baptized, we come up Ptah. But now, Yahushua, the Christ, is going to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This is the third phase, called Atum by the ancient Africans. That third phase, having the fire of the Spirit of the Most High in the universe, we are the atoms. We are full of hydrogen, full of fire. The oxygen is H2O. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. That's water, H2O. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. Fire all over the universe. That fire of life. That fire that can destroy but also build and replenish. This spiritual fire, this Atum. We are Atum. We are Ptah, phase one. Excuse me. We are Noon. The waters of Noon, phase one. We rise up out of the water, baptized, Ptah, phase two. We're energy, we're motion. But now we are going to begin to use that energy and motion to call the forces of energy and motion to bring us into phase three. That phase three causes those energies and motions to be used to bring order into the universe, order into our lives. Johann is describing the three phases of the ancient African teaching of the science of creation. He says that Yahushua will have a fan in his hand. He'll have a threshing floor. He will thresh the grain, the wheat, the grain, that which feeds the people, that which you can make bread. You can make all manner of products that will feed the people, feed the animals. The grain is used to feed animals. The grain is used to feed people. You and I are the grain. You and I are that people baptized in Noon, the waters of Noon. And Ptah, we rise up out of the water as Ptah. We're thinking now. Our mind is full of the Most High, and we are becoming Atum. We are becoming fire that will bring life and energy into the universe and the earth and bring order. We are the wheat. We are the grain. We are that people that will feed the oppressed, feed the masses. And so John is talking about this process of purging. You see, there are characteristics in every zodiac sign. It seems to be a characteristic that we must guard against, mitigate, purge from ourselves, from such characteristic that will drag us down and destroy the mission of liberation. So, the process of taking the chaff out of the wheat, that portion that is no good, that portion that will not allow that grain and wheat to feed the people to the fullest extent. So this process, this baptismal process, this process of becoming atum, becoming fire, we begin to purge ourselves. We begin to purge ourselves from the thinking of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And John, it says, began to preach all manner of things to the people. He began to even talk about the wicked actions of Herod and his wife Herodias. Herod and Herodias, these words are defined as heroic. But Herod and Herodias were not acting in a heroic manner. They were doing evil to the people. And the word evil is defined as labors of annoyances and hardships, pressed and harassed, bringing toils and perils, causing pain and trouble, trying to a time full of peril to the Christian faith and steadfastness, bad nature, condition, disease, blind, wicked, evil, and bad. And so John, it says, criticized not only the marriage of Herod to his sister-in-law. This woman, Herodias, was married to Philip, the brother of Herod. And you see, what would happen is you have these power marriages. You have people that would align themselves with other powerful people, not for the benefit of the people, but for the benefit of themselves and to be ingratiated with the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. So, John criticized that type of marriage and criticized all the evils done by Herod, all of the wicked oppression, all of the killing and destruction, all of the oppression, all of the economic warfare, and the absolute destructive bloodshed committed by Herod against the people. And this landed John in prison. How many of us have the guts, the intestinal fortitude to criticize the president for sending the military in all manner of places of the earth to kill and destroy, sending the CIA to kill and destroy, sending forces to create Al-Qaeda to kill and destroy? What about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is NAFTA on steroids, that is to kill and destroy the masses of the people? When it was Bush, many people were very vociferous. Now it is Obama, the Republicans are vociferous, but Democrats are quiet. We must rise above all of that. Go through the baptism ritual. Go down into the waters of noon. Rise up as the mind of Ptah. Go into the actions of Atum. Be cleansed. Be purged of the thinking of the house of Rothschild and the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. And let us begin to tell the truth like Dr. King, like Malcolm X, like many of those who were Black Panther members, those who are in jail right now for political reasons, people like Jameel Al-Amin, who used to be known as H-Rap Brown. Many Black Panthers, many activists, what's my brother, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Leonard Peltier, these are men, and there are women too, who, what's my baby's name, my sister's name, Asada Shakur, that beautiful Black woman who stood up and is now in exile in Cuba because she dared to criticize the president for his wicked actions, whoever the president was at that time that Asada Shakur was active. We must be like John, and no matter whether there is a Democrat or Republican in office, it is our duty to stand up and tell the truth. So the Holy Ghost, Jesus was baptized, and heaven opened. What does this mean? This means Jesus went through the waters of Noon, phase one, and Ptah, phase two, and Atum, phase three, and is now ready. And the heavens opened up. What does that mean? The heavens, the science of sun, moon, and stars, the science of the planets. You may refer to it today as the zodiac. We have no problem teaching the zodiac when we teach the zodiac from the African perspective to be liberation for the human being. So Yahushua is tied to astral science, lunar science, solar science, planetary science, the science of the universe for the liberation of the human family. The Holy Ghost descended like a dove. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Most High, that feminine power, that spirit that enlivens the universe, that spirit that is in the atoms, the electrons, protons, and neutrons, is alive in every facet of the universe. Now let me see if I can do something right quick. The rest of chapter 3 goes into ancestors of Yahushua in the physical, but it's really a spiritual ancestry because all of these names have meaning. Joseph, We've said that before, was the son of Haley. Haley, from memory, Haley means Ailey in the African Hebrew, means high, having to do with the Most High, having to do with Allah. So Joseph was the son of Allah. Allah, the Almighty Father, the Most High, the one who ascends us into excellent thinking, excellent activity, so that we may rise above the system and stand for truth, justice, and righteousness. Another ancestor is Levi. And I remember that Levi has to do with joining on to the oppressed, joining on to the afflicted, joining on to the widows, joining on to those who have been disenfranchised, disinherited, so that we may change their circumstance, our circumstance. Another ancestor is Judah, and Judah is praise. We are praiseworthy when we stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Another one is Zerubbabel. Remember Zerubbabel? Zerubbabel? That word that means the gate of God, Babel, Babel, the gate of God in the Semitic, African, Semitic languages of that region. And Ba is soul. So the soul of God, the soul of El. And so Zerubbabel means mixture, to mix. And what Zerubbabel represents is mixing out falsehood and mixing in the truth and justice and righteousness until everywhere we look, we see truth, we see justice, we see righteousness. I see Melchi here. Remember Melchizedek? Melchi has to do with a king. And that word is rooted in a word that is king and queen and ruler. And so we are to stand up as kings and queens and rulers in this world, standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Who else do I see here? Abraham, father of the multitudes. Now, to be father of the multitudes, who is the father of the multitudes? The Most High Father is father of all. The waters of Nun, seed of life, germ of life, called sperm. We are all children of the Almighty Father and children of the Almighty Mother. You can't hate your children and be the father of your children. We are to have the spirit of the Most High and begin to stand and fight on behalf of all and not hate any and stand up for all black, brown, red, yellow, and white. I see Methuselah. When he dies, there shall be an emission. The man of the dark. This word is rooted in another word that has to do with friends. And another word that has to do with a weapon, a missile. Wow. Another word that has to do with to go and to cast. So we are to be the weapon of the Most High, the missile of the Most High, and bust up the system, bust up falsehood, bust up unrighteousness. Go into the definition of these words, sisters and brothers, and learn the spiritual ancestors of Yahshua and the spiritual ancestors of ourselves as well. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.